welcome to a brand new episode of Lady Lovin'. We are so excited to have you listening to our show. We are a brand new podcast, so everyone who has subscribed so far, thank you so much. If you haven't, click that subscribe button. Our content is free absolutely every single day, so it's like totally worth it. On my show with me always, my best friends, Jillie Hendricks and Greta Teitelman. Hi, girls.
Hi.
Hey.
And we have a really saucy special guest with us today.
Really sexy little number.
A handsome Drent who's in town from, you know, like the islands. He's here in New York City. Yeah. It's Dylan Goodale. He is a professional surfer from Kauai and he surfs for Rusty. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, guys. Thanks.
Welcome, Dylan.
Can we give Dylan a round of applause?
Yes.
No.
You guys, this absolutely. Room is just heating up with the hotness of a pro surfer in here.
I know.
And also because Dylan's very tan, so it's just radiating off of him.
The heat is radiating.
Glowing. I think I'm getting a tan just by looking at him.
I know. It's true. Maybe. I can see it.
No,
for
I'm
sure.
blushing.
We're so excited to have you on the show. Thanks so much for hanging out with us today on this beautiful day.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
So today's episode, because Dylan is a pro athlete, we wanted to chat about pro athletes. Because this is a saucy subject,
yes.
I think. Especially as girls living in this city, you know, they're kind of everywhere. And everyone just, like, has a dream of, you know, like, hanging out with the quarterback, right? So, you know, we have a professional surfer on the show today. So today's subject matter, we're talking about what it's like to be a professional athlete.
For me, I think that, like, being a pro surfer is my, like, professional athletic dream. It is.
Why is that?
Like, to bang to be one?
Bang, for sure.
Have you ever slept with a surfer? A professional surfer, Greta?
Yes.
Professional
surfer, no. Like, I've also slept with football players. Have they been professional?
Nope.
No.
So you're underachieving.
Exactly. No, being a pro surfer, that's like the dream. You get to, like, go to the most beautiful places in the world, be in the ocean all day long, like, be one with the wave, you know?
With Mother Nature.
Yeah, and fucking shred.
Yeah, I think so. We'll get into it. Now a quick break and a word from Plated. You used to love cooking intimate dinners for that special someone. You'd spend hours leafing through recipe books and driving all over for the freshest ingredients. But between kids and career and commutes, those wonderful candlelit dinners have been replaced by boring, less than nutritious takeout or some frozen ball of yuck you nuke for just a couple of minutes. So here's my advice, guys. It's Plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking but have zero time for shopping. Last week, I made an amazing salmon dish and it was wonderful, spectacular, and super, super easy. So all you have to do is go to plated.com/lady and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes with new selections every week to fit everyone's tastes. Next, the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-portioned ingredients for your dinner. And if the recipe calls for half a teaspoon of crushed red pepper, for example, it's included. Absolutely nothing is wasted. Everything's delivered to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh veggies, spices, literally everything you need on the date that you choose. And if you're not home for your delivery, that's okay. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. So prepare chef quality meals in 30 minutes or less. Hurry over to plated.com/lady now and get a free dinner for two with your first purchase. Yes, that is a free dinner for two. So go to plated.com/lady, plated.com/lady, plated.com/lady. Let's start with best worst week, shall we, Greta?
Yes. I've had a great week. I've had a really great week. I was just in LA and I got to do a show at a comedy club with my cousin, who's also a stand-up. And it was literally like the best time ever, and I love her, and we had such a good show, and it was really great. It's really cool to like do your passion with your family, you know?
Yeah.
It was like really cool to perform with her, and
you just took LA by storm.
I went to LA and I fucking crushed.
Yeah. I feel like you got more done in LA in a week than you do in New York in a month.
than I do in New York in a year. Yeah. I've lived in New York for 8 years. And I literally did more in LA. First of all, I went on more dates. I had sex with more dudes. Then I, like, professionally, I wrote more. I performed more. I did everything.
It's just like a really inspirational land.
But you guys, that's why I'm back here. Because I'm ready to just go back to my...
Your boring
my
life.
My boring life, yep. Of just like walking my dog, drinking a lot of coffee, bugging Lo and Jilly. Yeah.
Well, it sounds like a great week.
It was a really great week. I had a really good time.
Yeah.
And now I'm here.
Okay, Dylan, you're the guest on today's show. Tell us, best, worst week, what's going on in your life?
I wouldn't say worst, but maybe average week. Just kind of been hanging out, cruising, waiting to come here. So now it's all going to turn around. I haven't had sex yet this week, too, so let's change that.
All right. Well, welcome to New York City. It's fashion week, so...
Yeah, it's
a lot of ladies out there.
You could probably get out there with some chicks.
A lot of models looking for a pro athlete.
Yeah, there's a lot.
There are. They're thirsty.
Definitely neck jerkers. Just
yeah, and they're like 19.
I like that. Neck jerkers. Neck jerkers. That's a good...
That's a good one line.
Neck jerker. I know. I dig that.
I think I'm a neck jerker.
For shiz. Jilly?
Well, my week is pretty much the same because as it is every week. I know. I'm just drinking a matcha latte that Greta made for me.
Yeah, but...
I have a date this week.
Yeah.
Woo! Talk to us about that.
Typical week.
That's the best week ever.
I mean, ever?
Yeah.
I go on a lot of dates. I don't know.
Come on.
I'm nervous, guys.
Why are you nervous?
Because I hate dating.
But well, you're so beautiful and wonderful.
Thank you, Greta.
Everyone has to go through the dating process, though, to, like, get through.
That's very true.
Side, so.
If not, you'll just be like me.
Right. It's not, like, it's not a singular experience.
True. I do find that I have to have, like, one drink before I go on a date, though, because I'm, like, too nervous.
That's fine.
That's totally fair.
I had to have two beers even to come here. It's, like, noon.
But, Dylan, in fairness, it's like you're going on a date with three women right now.
That's true. So. You never know.
So we'll see how my date goes this week. I'll keep you guys posted.
I'm sure it's going to be great. How'd you meet this guy?
Dating app.
Hell for you, yeah, girl.
For you.
Everyone meets on the dating app these days.
Well, it's like I just keep my head down in public, so it's like my only option.
It's good. It's like for friendship and love.
Yeah. What app did you use?
Raya.
Yes.
Always.
Tell us.
It is.
Oh yeah, I totally forgot. So Greta met Dylan on Raya, that is why he's here today.
I did, but it also turns out, well, because I guess it's like a small world community, but my roommate and like very close friend knows him.
It's so exciting.
Yeah, they came and visited.
How did you guys figure that out?
I figured it out last night. I was talking to her, and I was like, oh yeah, we're having this guy, and she was like, what, Dylan? And I was like, yeah. She's like, oh, I was with him in Kauai, like he's friends with my boyfriend and blah 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 blah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I'm actually very going to Kauai.
Really? Where?
In February. I'm not sure, it's for a wedding. I'll let you know when I get the invitation.
Maybe he can teach you how to not be afraid of the ocean.
Oh yeah.
Should we just literally dive in?
Well, Lo has not told us about her week.
Still waiting for her.
Lo.
God, Greta, that is just so
sorry,
hurtful.
Sorry, I know. I'm just so excited.
Yeah, swoop up the limelight. Like,
I'm sorry, Lo.
Fuck you, man. JK. I'm actually having a great week. I told you guys a couple episodes ago that my blog, The Lowdown, was nominated for Best Celeb Blog with Blog Lovin'. And, I mean, fuck, guys, we won.
Hell yeah.
Get it, girl.
Yay.
So the Blog Lovin' Awards were last night in New York City, and I know, you know, because our podcasts don't air right away, it's probably going to be a couple days or maybe even weeks after. So it could be late news to you guys. But super, super excited. We were up against some tough competition, you know, like Gwyneth Paltrow was my competition.
Crazy.
As long as some other, you know, big names in entertainment. And so, you know, I'm just like totally floored and surprised. So thank you so much if you voted. And if you haven't checked out the blog, definitely, because it's like real fun and sassy.
It's a great blog. I don't even like blogs, and I love your blog.
Thanks.
I love your blog so much.
It's because we go on adventures in New York and then we write about them.
And it's just a great thing, and I love you guys.
Yeah, we don't do a lot of like, oh my god, the five best sunglasses for fall. I'm like, I don't really care.
Yeah,
so we do stuff that's more fun than that. So yeah, I had a great week. Thanks for asking.
Congrats Lo. All right, now we can dive right in and talk about surfing. I'm actually really afraid of the ocean.
Why?
I don't know. I grew up. I know. Yeah. Lo and I both grew up in Laguna Beach. Laguna? Yes, and I took junior lifeguards every summer.
What is that?
It's this.
That like trains you to like be a part of like the ocean.
Yeah, it like trains you because my parents were like, "You don't take this, like you're gonna drown." And I was like, "Okay." So I took junior lifeguards for like 4 years. And basically every morning in the summer, you would just like go down to Main Beach and then they would make you like swim to the buoy and back or like jump off a rock. And like I literally would cry like every day.
Honestly, like imagining you swimming open water is bringing so much light into my life right now.
The thing about it is like if you cried, they wouldn't make you do something. So I literally just cried so much and just I never had to do anything. There was one thing called the blowhole where you like.
Oh, I love the blowhole.
Okay, I did not. Ever do it. There's this like rock hole and you'd stand in it and then when the water would rush up you would swim underneath through this like
cave.
Other cave and come out in the middle of the ocean. I was like, fuck that. Like, I'm going to get stuck.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. So, I feel like my father, like, forced me to do this. And, like, now, then when I turned 18, I was like, no one's going to force me to go in the ocean. So, like, ever since then, I've been, like, really afraid to, like, go snorkeling or, like, go, like, in the middle.
Even more than knee deep.
Yeah. No, like, I'll go, like, in the shore and, like, I'll dive and, like, go in the water a little bit. But, like, I'm not going to go out in a boat and then, like, be in the middle. And just like,
can we address your fears though? So, what is your reasoning behind it? Do you think you're gonna get munched by a shark?
Yes.
Or do you think you're gonna drown?
Well, here's the thing: you don't know what's under you,
Dylan.
There's always sharks, though.
Come on, man. Talk to us about the ocean. First of all, you spend how much time in the ocean?
Like 60% of my life. If you didn't have to sleep, I'd probably spend more.
Wow.
But so, I started the same way as her. I used to get
junior
like
lifeguards?
Do junior lifeguard and my dad used to do these like paddling races and they just drop off all the kids, like a bunch of little kids, and you just basically were just stuck on the beach all day, so the only thing fun to do is either play in the sand or go in the ocean. So
yeah, that's what I did. But then I got afraid of everything.
But I didn't develop a fear for it.
Were you never scared? Oh, you've never been scared of the ocean.
You definitely get scared. You get like hit the reef or like I got knocked out before on the reef and like woke up like just barely getting up and I started crying.
Oh. Were you a little kid?
I was pretty little. I was like 12.
Oh,
just a little Grom, I think they
call
them.
And then I've seen sharks. And that's pretty scary.
Yeah, I feel like sharks to me would be like...
just a little Grom.
You're on it.
That's really funny and cute.
So like when you're out there and you're just so far from shore, are you just ever afraid of like what's happening underneath me? or like around me or no?
I guess it's just out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah.
You don't see it. It's technically doesn't exist. Not there, but they are there.
A lot of people live their life that way.
And they'll fuck your day up.
Do you know anyone that's been eaten by a shark?
Yeah, I went to school with Bethany Hamilton. She's pretty famous for getting her arm bit off by
Greta,
a shark.
That's the chick that got her arm bit off.
Yeah, that's one of Greta's biggest inspirations.
Now she like overcame it, which is crazy.
And she still surfs.
Yeah.
And she has a child,
too. She actually was just in a contest, like got a wild card in. And she just had a baby.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. She was surfing like literally like... Till she was like 7 months pregnant.
That's
holy crazy.
Like big belly.
Are you guys like the same age?
She's a year older than me. We went to elementary school.
Dang.
Well, did you know in North Carolina on that beach there was like 2 shark attacks?
Yeah, like a month ago.
And one day, and both of the people lost their arms because you're technically not. You don't have to clear the whole beach when there's a shark attack. So they just like. 3 hours. Yeah,
area.
So like, they just blocked off
an
area.
A shark can't get from A to B in less than
and then,
5
like,
minutes.
Sharks can't swim
shark
far.
Yeah, and then the other one happened like an hour later, and it's
they
like,
just
really?
Spin in circles in like a 10-yard radius. Like,
that's
close
crazy.
The beach off here, but leave them over there.
Yeah. So at what age did you decide that you wanted to be a surfer?
How did that happen?
Well, my dad always surfed, and he'd like push me into waves when I was really little, and I always fell, so I hated it, and I played soccer until I was like 12. And then my friend just, like, got me into it, and I started doing it, and I ended up, like, winning a bit, and I just really like that feeling. it's, like, the ocean, and, like, I don't know, it's just, like, the best lifestyle. You travel, you do it. It's pretty much the best thing ever.
That's right. What I'm saying. Like, there's nothing, I don't know any other sport outside of surfing where you get to, like, have that kind of a lifestyle.
There's, like, that's the thing, too. Like, there's that whole lifestyle, and then also, like, to go with the theme of this, like, there's no other sport where there's... There's no other sport where there's, like, girls going to the beach to like be at the beach. Like, there's not like a bunch of girls going to the skate park to like tan or like going also, to fucking a football place to tan.
That's
like, there's like a million girls that go to the beach everywhere in the world. You can like go surfing, you come out, and there's like girls. You can be like, oh hey, where are you from?
Where are you from, honey?
Well, I feel like
show me around, please.
I was just gonna say, seriously, I want to know a couple things. Is it because, like, growing up in Hawaii, you probably grew up with a lot of people that are also professional surfers. And how does that, like, work out? Because it's, like, that's so much of your life, you know what I mean? And then all of a sudden you just become professional in it?
I don't know. It's just, like, some people excel, some don't. But we kind of had a little crew. And at the time, Andy Irons, who's dead now, but he was like from the same place as us, so he kind of like showed us that it was possible to do.
Got it.
And then like me and like a crew of people, like we still to this day, like actually some of my friends from choir in New York right now, one of them was like in that Alexander Wang thing the other day. And then cool. So yeah, now we just travel together and have fun.
Yeah, so can you talk us through, because I honestly have no idea how this happens, but how do you become a professional surfer? Like, because obviously you have to take that leap. Does it just mean that, like, oh, I got a sponsor, so now I'm pro? Or do you have to compete to a certain point and win enough and then, like, oh, now I'm pro? Like, what does it look like?
Yeah, surfing's the weirdest because, like, there's skateboarding, like, once you get your own deck or something, like, you consider going pro. But surfing, like, pretty much once you start making money from sponsors or from winning contests or whatever, you're pretty much considered a pro surfer. Got it. So, like, anyone can kind of, like, claim they're a pro surfer in a way.
So if
I they, like, do a, enter a contest and like make a little bit of money, but yeah, like so you could technically go.
I could enter a contest and get a life sponsor, and I could be a professional surfer.
Yeah.
I've been dying to get someone to sponsor my life.
Honestly, I have had a theory that if you gave me a year to surf, like I had kind of this theory about like a year to do anything, but really like a year to surf, I could become a pro surfer.
Well, if you're on LA time, you could do it in a year.
Could. I'm living in LA doing it. I could.
You're living like Malibu, 4 days in a while.
It's actually so true that there is no other sport where, like, girls just flock to a beach to just watch a bunch of hot dudes. It's so
hot. Everyone's, like, tan, has blonde hair.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because if you're a girl and you're going to a skate park and you're not skating, you look very thirsty. Like, you look like you're just a skate rat. You're just like...
But girls love skaters, though. Like,
but the thing is...
A lot of girls love skaters.
I feel like the trick with that is you have to bring... You have to bring your little brother to the skate park. Be like, oh, I'm just watching my little brother. And then you're, like, the only girl.
Jilly, do you know this from experience?
Yeah, it's had with your little brother.
I mean, I don't know if I've ever gone out with a skater before.
I mean,
like, that's like
I
bait.
Honestly,
or a surfer, neither.
I'm using my little brother's bait.
I have a super soft spot for skaters and surfers.
You do.
And
I like know you thing. Do.
I don't know why. It's just like
because you're a bad girl.
I'm a bad girl. I like bad boys. No,
I think it's
know.
Just like the rebel tan sports. And the hair.
Yeah,
the
tan and the hair and like.
And the arm muscles,
the bodies, and the swimming, and the ocean. The ocean is also my favorite place. I love the water.
No fears for you.
No fears for me.
Yeah, I could be in
the ocean like
either.
All the time. I've actually never gone surfing, and I would really like to.
Really?
Yeah, remember I told you about that guy? There's this guy who like lives in Newport, and he was like, I'll take you surfing. Fuck no. I'm not going on like a first date with some guy surfing. I would like break my nose or I'd like be on my period or something. Like something terrible would
happen.
Have
you done that? Have you taken chicks on your first date surfing? Of course you have. Look
no.
the look on
yeah,
your face.
Have
no,
you gone never. On surf dates?
No.
Yes.
I swear.
Yes, you have.
No, I've never used that card.
But you've never taken a girl surfing?
I have, but it wasn't the first date.
Was she a good surfer?
She got up. She had fun. She's smiling and laughing.
I have a question.
It went well.
So, like, if there are other bros out in the water and you take a chick on a date surfing, is that, like, are they going to, like, make fun of you for that? Like, what's bro code when it comes to that?
I mean, you That's- can't really make fun of them because you have a girl with you and they don't, so.
Well, all right.
But also, like, what are the rules with, like, other surfers in the water?
Yeah,
because
like,
it's sort of
rules.
Like, how do you, yeah, what, yeah, tell us about the wave rules.
Tell us about wave rules and, like, locals only, like,
yeah,
rules.
Like that vibe.
Well, where I'm from is pretty localism because it's, like, a small place. It's, like, all the same people. Like, they have their kids and they take it over. It's kind of just, like, a same people every time. So you kind of, if people come and try and surf there and they're not being a good person, I guess.
Do they get kicked
they get
out of the
kicked
water?
Out or punched or something.
So the only time you would kick them out is if they weren't nice?
Yeah, if they're just being an
how
idiot.
Do you,
like, Greta, we could go there and not get kicked out.
Could we go and not get kicked out?
Yeah, I got
like,
you.
If I were to go and, like, if I were to go and, like, pop the top and, like, do a little nude surfing, would I get kicked out?
Oh, it's the best. Nude
can you do that?
The best.
Can you do that?
Full moon, nude surfing? I can't talk.
But can you do that?
Yes, you can do that. Why couldn't you do that?
I don't know, because
you, you could walk down the street in New York naked.
Topless.
Oh, sorry.
Can we talk more about, like, the culture of localism? Like, where did that really come from in Hawaii? Because, like, obviously in Laguna, it's there too, but I don't think to the degree that it is in Hawaii. So, like, where did that all come from? Is it because tourists started coming there all of a sudden? Like, why does this exist?
Well, I think because Oahu, the North Shore, is, like, the epicenter of surfing, basically. So there's always millions of people going there every year. And where I live is just, like, a small island with, like, fun waves. And if people try and come over and they're not being, like, respectful or whatever, then they get told straight, basically, like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of developed a reputation of, like, people know, like, if they come there and they're being an idiot, they're going to get told something.
So really it's about, like, protecting where you guys are from.
Protecting it for, like, I always, like, would get mad about it because I couldn't, like, film at my home break and stuff. But now I understand, like, they do it so that their kids can be able to surf without a bunch of random people out.
Oh,
like,
it's what are you talking about? You can't film where you surf?
I can't. Like, not on Kauai. Because they keep it protected. It's just, like, having random
like
people come.
Like, you don't
want
to, like, expose
it. Yeah, exactly.
You don't want it to be,
like
here's where I...
It's like keeping a secret, basically. Like, everyone knows that there's good waves there, but people know they can't go there to, like...
No,
for, like, surfing, like, filming and stuff, that's getting work done. So
yeah.
You can't, like, go there on a trip to, like, do work, you know?
Got it.
But so we just kind of have it for ourselves. Like, one day maybe I'll have kids and they'll be happy that there's not 1,000 people out, like, California or something.
Yeah. How long
that's
have your
so
parents
cool.
lived? How far back does your family go on Hawaii?
My mom's from Point Loma in San Diego. Mm-hmm. And then my dad was born on Kauai, and my grandpa. And my family's, like, I'm the 7th generation to be born there. They're, like, the first missionaries to go there.
Whoa.
That's so crazy.
Okay, a little transition back to, like, the job itself, because we are talking about being a pro athlete today, and I think that, like, in addition to just, like, getting lots of chicks, I'm genuinely interested in, like, what it's truly like to be a professional athlete, to, like, have this be your job and your livelihood, because I don't think that a lot of people have any idea what that's like. So maybe you can talk to us about what the hardest part of your job is. Is there even a hard part?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a hard part.
Because a lot of people are like, oh, it must be, like, so awesome to be a pro athlete.
Well, I mean, yeah, you have a pretty crazy lifestyle. Like, I was just telling someone the other day, like, how funny is our life? Like, it's pretty strange. Like, definitely not a normal life. Like, I grew up with all these people that they still are on Kauai, that do the same thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, we get to travel and see the world. You learn so much from doing that.
What's your favorite place you've been?
France. For sure.
Really?
Yeah.
Where?
South of France. Like, Segor.
Oh, yeah.
Bordeaux.
Beer is
like, outside
love.
Of Bordeaux, there's really good waves. It's fun.
That's so awesome. Cool.
Okay, but what's the hardest part? Do you, like, make enough money to, like, support your life?
Yeah. Oh, there's different ways of surfing. There's different routes. Like, if you want to be a contest person, there's, like, a qualifying series, and then you're on, like, the world tour, and you travel to do these contests all year long. Or you're a free surfer, and you go around, you get photos, and you do... get videos, and you're in magazines and stuff, and you're basically promoting a brand.
Got it.
So you're like,
those are the two different ways. Like, I started out doing a lot of contests, and, like, I won a couple, and then I kind of just, like, went on the path of, like, I want to go and surf good waves, or, like, I want to go, like, just, like, shoot photos that are so interesting to me and go on trips and, like, have fun with all my friends. So,
and, like, explore.
I just figured that was, like, the best life you could have, so...
Yeah.
Try and do that instead.
So there really isn't a hard part about being a pro.
Well, I'm sure.
What about
you have to keep fit? You have to, like.
Yeah. What do you do?
You can't be, like, fat.
What do you do every day?
Wake up. I drink a shit ton of coffee.
Like me right now.
And then I'll go look at the ocean. And then if I don't surf, then I'll, like, try and do something productive. But mostly I'll just end up sitting around the table with my friends, brainstorming ideas of upcoming projects or whatever, and then trying to bring them to life.
Content you guys want to create.
And do you? Let's talk about the sun.
Okay. So like, I'm scared of the ocean, so let's just talk about the sun.
But I mean, like, how often do you have to reapply sunscreen?
I use Shiseido.
Oh, yeah, I use that too.
Makeup brand, but they have the best sunscreen.
Yeah. So do you have to apply it like all day long? Like every.
It depends where you are. If you're somewhere, say you're in like Mexico or something, I'll wear a t-shirt every time just for a little protection and then just lather the fuck out of my face.
Is skin cancer like a big concern?
Yeah, it's a huge concern. Probably get it.
I hope not, Dylan.
You just gotta get on it early.
No, you're not gonna get it.
Yeah, jeez. This is
just like a. That's just a part of it, I guess.
Yeah,
yeah.
If you're in the sun that much, you're gonna get some.
What's?
But hopefully, by the time I get it, they'll have like found a cure or something.
I love the affirmation that you use Shiseido sunscreen because so do I.
Yeah, it is the best.
This is like the best affirmation of all.
What's your favorite?
Pro surfers use the same sunscreen as us.
True. It means that it's good shit.
What What's your favorite project that you've ever done? And do you surf those? I mean, do you surf? Do you make those amazing like surf movies that I watch when I'm stoned?
I don't know. I've been part of a couple of cool things. We just came out with a video for Rusty with this kid, Noah Dean, and me and this guy, Josh Kerr. And it actually did pretty well. A lot of people liked it a lot. And then I went last year to Africa with my best friend, Koa Smith, and his brother, Alex Smith, and he ended up getting like barrel of the year. It's like this crazy left in the middle of Namibia.
What is
wait,
that?
Wait, barrel of the year?
Yeah. Like rewind. What is barrel of the year? Barrel of the year? What is a crazy left? And, right. And where were you?
In surfing, the best thing you can do is like when the wave hits the sand, like comes from 5,000 miles away or whatever from a storm. And then all of a sudden there's one wave that like hits the same spot and you basically ride inside of it. It's called a barrel. It's like the best feeling ever. I don't know how to explain it. It's like some sort of drug.
We have to watch it.
Yeah, you got to watch it.
Okay,
can we watch you doing one?
I'm familiar with barrels.
Yeah,
me too. It's like
but barrel of the year. It sounds like
and he basically got the best one anyone got all year, maybe ever.
How big?
And he had a GoPro in his mouth and the whole thing. And then they set it to Pink Floyd. They set it to Pink Floyd, and it's amazing. You guys can watch it.
So who votes on barrel of the year? Is that how it works?
I don't really know, actually. I think it might be a social media. Yeah, Surfer Mag does, like, the thing. And then I think it goes to a public vote first and then goes to, like, after it goes to the top two, then, like, actual judges will pick.
All right, awesome. So it's, like, a real award and not just a bro being, like, I got Surfer of the Year and he tells his YouTube video that.
It's a real award.
It's a real thing.
Like, the most, like, an award show surfing has, that was the best barrel of the year. So it'd be, like, I don't know, like.
It's the Oscars surfing of surfing.
It is.
Yeah, dude, does surfing.
There's like an Oscars type of thing. It's called Surfer Pool. It's
what do people wear to that?
Where is it? Can I go? This sounds like my dream.
Hold on.
Wait, this is where I need to be. Do you need a date? When is it?
You don't need a date. You can just go.
No, do you want to bring me as a date?
Let's go.
When?
Why?
But you probably have all of these like model hoes all over your dick. And don't get me wrong, I'm super hot, but I'm not a model.
Yeah, can we talk about your love life now?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yes.
All right.
We talk about our love lives.
That's right. True.
Let's talk about. Okay, hold on.
I told you I was nervous for my date this week.
First,
that's big.
Let's hear what your type of lady is.
My type of girl.
Is she a surfer?
No.
Is she a lover of the
water? I don't like surfer girls.
Okay.
Is she 5 foot four?
Because like surfing's like.
Hold on, I want to hear.
Surfing's like an escape of everything, like. I was like, ever since I was little, I could just think of that. Like, I wouldn't want to go surfing and then have like a girlfriend with me. Like, hey, can you catch any waves? Like, that's fucked.
Right.
Yeah. In my opinion,
it's like your space.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Your own thing. All right. So not a surfer.
No.
Tell us more. We're trying to like
an athlete.
An athlete. Yeah. Someone healthy. Someone that's healthy though.
Pretty much every girl I dated has been small, like 5'3", 5'4", dark hair, pretty eyes. And, like, weird style. I don't know.
Weird style.
Weird style is in what?
I don't know. Just, like, their own style. Like, unique.
That's good.
Not, like, following things. Like, making it up themselves.
Like a hipster in New York City.
Like, no. Somewhat like that, but not like a hipster you'd see in New York City.
More like a Hawaii hipster.
They're Hawaiian.
Are there Hawaii hipsters?
Probably.
Kind of. Not really.
I feel like it's, like, a much city
thing.
They're
definitely very against Hitler.
Hitler?
That's good.
I would hope. You guys, people in Hawaii hate Hitler. This is amazing.
I'm good at talking.
No, listen. We're bombarding you with questions.
So have you seen any chicks in New York
yet? That was the best fuck up ever, though.
Yeah, that was.
Yeah, it was good. So have you seen any chicks in New York that you're like, wow?
Yeah, I've hung out with a couple that I've met through friends or through Instagram or something, or just people.
Ooh, tell me about Instagram dating, because I've never met anyone on Instagram that I've gone on a date really? With.
But wait, hold on. I would just like to preface this by saying, for you, for Dylan's Instagram, it's like you go on it and you're like, damn, this dude's like hot, because it's like all pictures like surfing and life, and you're like, see, that's why surfers are hot.
So are ladies like messaging you on Instagram being like, hi, let's go on a date?
Sometimes.
Do you respond?
Direct messages. Yeah. I'm
and you're
nice
like,
to
okay.
I don't even know how to operate.
No one's ever
messages.
Asked me out on a date on Instagram. What the fuck am I
but
doing wrong?
If I see like a hot girl, if I don't know her already, or I don't know someone that knows her, I'll just direct message her randomly, because you never know. Like,
if I
but
don't
I kinda
know
had to,
her
I had
already.
To stop at one point, because I like would be super bored some days and just like sit on it and just like really make a fool of myself direct messaging a bunch of people, and then I'd go out in like LA or something and meet them actually. What? And then it was really awkward.
Oh
so
God.
I had to take a step back for
oh yeah
from,
it's
is
always
this what all dudes do. Do dudes just like sit on the gram and on the dating apps and just mass message chicks like
I
in an
don't
effort?
You
No,
I've never, like I said, I've never done that.
No. I think that
only when you have like downtime and it's like everyone together, it almost becomes like a competition. Like everyone's like, oh, I got this chick's number or something.
Oh my God.
Like,
but don't you care about the feelings of these girls?
Yeah, well, you can't develop feelings until you meet them, so you got to do something.
That's true. Well, Dylan, great answer.
I'm trying
to stack the deck.
If I'm sitting in Bali or something, like, I'm not going to, like, need to, like, start talking to people, so when I come back, I have new friends to hang out with.
He's like, you know, when the ocean just really isn't, like, working for me, and I'm just sitting in this shitty place called Bali, I'm just, like, on Instagram trying to find girls to fuck, whatever. That sounds chill. Do you have sex in the water a lot? Do you have sex in the water a lot?
I have a couple times.
Is it good? I've never done it
on your surfboard in the middle
actually.
Of the ocean.
Yeah, let's talk.
No,
about
definitely
surfboard.
Not on my surfboard.
You've never board. Fucked on your board?
No.
Ever?
No.
Have you kissed on your
that's
board?
That's his job.
No.
Yeah, he can't be fucking.
You
in
can't
the
be
office.
Fucking in the office.
You can't
shit
where
mix
you
business
eat.
And pleasure.
It's true. But you've never even like smooched on the board.
No, I don't. Not like even surf. Like a, that would mean that the girl is surfing.
Not even like a long. Like not even like a foamy.
A phone? What's a phone?
A longboard.
Like a longboard that you learn on.
I've actually surfed 3 times.
Jilly, you've had,
you
more exposure
to I've had more exposure to the water than anyone, and I'm so frightened. But I've never had sex on a surfboard.
Have you had sex in the ocean?
No, but I... No, I have not.
In a lake?
In a
pool?
Lake?
In a lake?
In a jacuzzi?
No, you want to know what freaks me out more than oceans are lakes.
Well, lakes are scary.
Creepy
they,
as
they
fuck.
Are creepy
lakes
as fuck.
So creepy.
Lakes also...
There's like Lake Placid, like
oh my
alligators
God. And there's,
like,
yeah,
there's just monsters
like
in there, man.
And it's dark, and you can't see. It's like you can't see shit. The only lake that's okay is Lake Tahoe or Lake Cuomo. Hello.
I don't like any lakes. But back to sex and water. I've not had sex on the beach before.
Actually, I
not
think
even
this
on
is,
the beach?
No, I've made out on the beach.
Wow.
I've hooked up on the beach, but I've not had
well,
sex on the beach.
Well, I grew up in Hawaii, so like sex on the beach was like, that was like a
that was just after school
that like
activity.
Sex, that was like sex in your bed,
yeah,
sex on the
like
beach.
Normal.
It's like the same thing. Did you lose your V on a beach?
No, I lost it in a field.
Very kind of similar to Jilly's experience.
Thanks, Greta.
What's yours?
It was on a hill.
A hill?
You know.
It was in a bush.
Wait, you guys.
It was not a fucking bush. It was a
you
hill.
You lost your virginity in a bush.
It was
bush.
A hill.
I lost my virginity to a
you
surfer.
How would you go
did
inside
you?
Of a bush?
Yeah, on Nantucket.
Little, Massachusetts?
Yeah, little Massachusetts surfer boy. Yeah, it was chill.
Was it on the beach?
No, it wasn't. It was in his basement.
So I don't think any of us have had sex on the beach except for Dylan.
I've made out on the beach. Never had sex on the beach. I'm scared of sand getting in my vag.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a real thing.
And like having it hurt.
Dylan, that's a real thing.
And then having to be like pounded in there. Ugh.
Yeah.
What?
Like sandpaper.
Just imagining that, unfortunately.
That sounds terrible. You know, speaking of bushes, have I told you guys the story of the day that I found James Franco in my bushes outside of my apartment?
This is my favorite story.
This is my favorite story, too. You need to tell Dylan this story. Okay, so I went to UCLA. And outside of my apartment complex, there was this, like, these hedges. And James Franco does, like, a lot of adult learning at school. And he was going to UCLA also at the time.
Adult learning.
Yeah, like a graduate studies program or something. Anyway, so I, like, leave my house and the sun is going down. And I'm, like, I go outside my gate and I hear a rustle in the bushes, like, to my right. And I, like, look. and I see a man squatting down in my bushes, and I'm terrified. And this person, upon closer inspection, is smoking a doobie sitting in my fucking bushes, and turns out it's James Franco.
But, like, yeah. Would you expect anything less That's from amazing. Him?
To God.
That's amazing.
And if he happens to listen to this podcast, he's probably going to deny
He should come on the show.
Oh, my God. He should.
I saw you, James Franco. That was fucking you. You were outside of my bushes at my apartment, and you were just getting high, and it was terrifying at first, but then I saw it was you, and so I was like, oh, it's okay.
Yeah, because it's you.
It's just James Franco.
It's fine. So that's my bushes story.
That's amazing.
Wait, I have a couple more questions before we move on that I just thought about. Do you get more pussy in a wetsuit or not? Do you know what I mean? Like, when girls find out that you're a professional surfer, then are they more inclined to be like, oh, hell yeah, rather than you just being like a normal guy? Like, if you told a girl that you worked in finance, or you told a girl that you worked at, like, that you were a surfer, what do you think would work more?
It depends on the girl.
Yeah, it depends.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay, but
I can't read their minds.
I think surfing.
I try, but it doesn't work.
Do you think you get exponentially more lady loving because you're a pro athlete?
Yes.
I mean, maybe, because you're like, I feel like you end up around them more than the average person. You end up around, like, really beautiful women all the time.
Yeah, because you go
There's,
to
like,
also
events or, like, okay. at the beach. You go to, like, fair. Malibu at the beach.
Fair.
Okay, that's okay. Fair. I think probably most professional athletes would have to admit that, yeah, they probably get more attention from chicks because they're pros. But you know what? Sometimes God blesses you in life, and you should just take it and run with it.
And my last question is, what's the scariest thing that's ever happened to you in the ocean?
Oh, good fucking question.
This is hard.
You've not been eaten by a shark.
No, I have all my limbs.
You have all your limbs intact. Right?
Have you ever gotten your leg, like, caught on kelp and you're just like,
No. I've hit my head on the reef before and got knocked out, and then when I came up, I was, like, really out of it and had a concussion. Don't really remember, like, walking up to my house.
That's creepy.
Have you ever had to go to the emergency room?
For that?
Just in general.
Yeah, I didn't go that time.
Oh, that time you did?
Yeah. But I've had to go for broken arms and, like, fucked up ankles and shit.
Okay, I have a couple more questions, actually, now that we're talking about
yeah,
this.
Yeah, I just want to ask
you
all day.
Blue Crush, have you seen Blue Crush?
Yeah, not in a while, though. Okay. I might. This might.
In this, like, really accurate tale of surfer girls just trying to make it?
Okay.
So by the way, that was my favorite movie, so relax.
It was a great movie.
It was a great movie.
I haven't seen it in so long, though.
No, Kate Bosworth is literally soaking wet the entire time. Her not like her... You know, her everything is just, she's wet the whole
entire
movie.
Kate Bosworth is life, okay?
Yeah, she's so hot.
I have just some questions. So, you know, in Blue Crush, when they're, like, prepping for that big surf competition and, like, they're really afraid of getting trapped under the water because the waves are so big, mm-hmm. Is that a real thing?
Yeah. You can get held under for a long time.
So, like, how does that even happen?
Well, when you fall, like, the whole... It's like a mountain of water, and it's, like, swirling, and it just holds you down. There's, like, air bubbles and stuff, and you're, like, stuck under there, and you gotta, like, fight to get to the top. And then sometimes if you get really worked, then there's another one, and you get hit by another wave.
Got it.
I'm pretty sure this guy Greg Long got held down for 3 waves in a row. And he was down for, like, a minute, which, like, when you're, like, moving around, that's a lot of time underwater.
For sure.
It doesn't sound like that much, but, like, if you're underwater for 10 seconds and you're not in control, it's pretty fucking scary.
I mean, I've had to get rescued by a lifeguard more than once.
Jilly, you've had so much water experience, though. Like,
no, but it's scary when you're pulled under there. Like, literally, someone had to come get me because I was in the riptide.
I was in the riptide as a baby in Hilton Head, and my mom, like, ran away because she didn't know what to do, but she got these guys, and they rescued me.
Look at all these experienced ocean goers.
I mean, no, I just get rescued.
I got rescued in the ocean once, too.
It happens.
It's intense.
It was a red flag day.
Have you ever been rescued?
I was in ankle deep water.
I haven't been rescued.
Have you ever rescued someone?
So yes, I have. 1 year at Pipeline, there's like...
That's a big
Pipeline. You know that.
Hell yeah, dude. Pipeline.
I was coming in from surfing, and they have big surges that come up the beach. And, like, people that are just on the beach don't really know. They just come randomly. And so this family was walking down and with, like, a little girl, and she was holding an iPad. And this surge came, and I saw it, and I started, like, running up, and the thing was, like, probably chest high, and it came up the beach and took out everyone. And I saw the little girl get taken under, and her parents got pushed back into the wall, and then it rebounds and comes back into the ocean. And I saw her go down and saw her go up, and I just saw her head go down, and I, like, tried to position myself, and I scooped her with one hand and grabbed her and just, like, somehow super strengthed it, I don't know, like adrenaline or something, and just held my ground in the water, like, held, and I had her in one arm. She just came up crying, like, cuts on her head. Like, she literally would have got sucked out and probably died.
Wait, they should heavy. Make
I, like,
so
was
scary.
Shaking after. It was, like, the
head. They should make a superhero movie about a surfer.
They really should. Ooh,
because
like,
that is, like, when you were describing this story, I was just, like, I could see it.
Me too.
It was pretty, crazy.
I could see
just
it.
Visualize
I was, like,
that,
shaking yeah. for, like, a while
Dylan,
after. It was pretty heavy.
Dylan, the real question is, did you save the iPad?
No, that
it was gone. That's crazy. That's so scary. The ocean is such a huge, insane thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
clearly,
guys,
that's why
I'm really
afraid.
Deep today. I'm really thinking a lot. I'm
yes,
really
it is.
Thinking a lot.
Okay, I have one more question, and then I promise that's it, and then we'll move on to sex exploration, which is everybody's favorite subject on this show. So that surfer got attacked by a shark on video a couple weeks ago. Mickey, right?
Mick.
And
do you know him?
Yes.
Do you
Are
know
you guys
him?
Friends?
Yes.
Is he single?
I haven't seen
yeah,
him in a while.
Is he single? What's his ASL?
No, he's married.
Okay, hold on. I just want to know about the shark attack, and did it, like, send ripples of fear through the surfing community, and, like, what's the fallout?
Well, yeah, Mick Fanning got attacked by a shark in the final of a contest in South Africa. I was in Tokyo. It was, like, 7 in the morning. Or, no, it was, like, night. It was, like, 10 at night, but everyone else in California was, like, real early, like, 4. Mm-hmm. And I just happened to be watching it, like, because I was just in a hotel by myself. And I saw the whole thing happen. I was just, like, staring at my computer screen, like, what the fuck is going on? Did you see the fin come up and grab him and stuff?
Yeah.
Next day, like, I started, like, calling people in California, and, like, he was all good, but it was just, crazy. Like, no one's caught that on video ever.
Yeah.
How
like,
did he
live.
Get out of it?
I guess he, like, punched the shark
That's
in
what
the
they
head
say.
And started swimming down. And then the other guy, Julian, was, like, paddling towards him to help him rather than, like, going in, which I thought was the coolest thing.
It's pretty manly.
That's what they say you're supposed to do, is punch them in the nose.
Right.
But, like,
yeah.
my thing about that is, like, if I stuck my arm out, it's, like, wouldn't they just open their mouth? And, like,
know.
Eat my
I
arm.
No
if you
idea.
See the video, though, like, it, like, came up behind him and, like, knocked him off his board. And
it's crazy.
So crazy. But, yeah, that single thing probably put surfing, like, professional surfing more on the map than anything, like, that's happened. Because I was in
everywhere.
The airport the next day in Tokyo, and, like, every person covered it. Like, it was crazy. Like, I think it kind of brought to light the fact that when you're surfing, there is a ability you could get attacked by a shark. Like, once again, like, you're not playing football and a bear's coming to attack you. Like,
right.
just
I mean,
another element that I don't think a lot of people
Dylan,
really
I've been
took
saying
as
that.
Real.
Well,
I've been saying that forever.
Yeah. It's true, though. I think that, like, surfing, more than anything, you have more, like, natural forces that are around you and that are happening around you that you have no control of,
yeah.
that, like, you don't even know. Whereas, like, even with skiing, even with snow sports, obviously there are avalanches and crazy shit that happens, but, like, you're again, you don't have, like, you don't have, like, a polar bear that's about to, like, chase you down
yeah.
like a giant slalom course, you know what I mean? It's crazy.
Yeah. Right. Okay, the last thing, tell us why you love surfing.
Just, I don't know, I love the ocean. It's pretty much, like, part of my family. I was supposed to do it, and I get to travel around the world with all my best friends and do fun shit.
And then tell us why you love ladies.
Because he was born that way.
Yeah, I was born that
he
way.
He was born to love
I just
ladies.
Love them.
Good
fun. My favorite.
Answer.
I have a tattoo on my foot. It says I love girls.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cute.
It says I love girls.
I love girls.
How many
my
tattoos do you have?
He had a tattoo gun, and he's like, "What do you want? Like, get something that you like." I was like, oh, "I love girls."
Oh my god, we're gonna have to take.
We're gonna need to. We're gonna need to take a snap of that. Also, you might need to cross out. The older you get, you might need to cross
oh, no.
out girls and
the,
write ladies.
No, that was the whole.
Or women.
I was gonna cross it out with X and put women. Above
yeah,
it. But
yeah.
But he did it too low, so it kind of like faded in half.
Oh,
so it's not that.
We'll
cool
pay
looking.
For you to get lady loving on you. If I paid for you to get a tattoo that said lady loving, would you do it?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay, great. Let's
I'll
go
do
right
it
now.
Right now.
Fuck yeah.
100%.
They just
I'll
opened.
Literally take you. There's a tattoo parlor around the corner.
Go.
Okay.
Take a break.
Great.
Amazing. All right. It's time for Sexploration,
yes.
ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening to. So today in Sexploration, we want to talk about driving in cars with boys.
With boys.
Or
with
girls.
Boys.
Or girls. Or men.
Girls.
Or women.
Or surfboards.
Yeah. Or, and yeah, or driving in cars with boards.
So I mean, do people actually do this? Like, do people actually give people, like, roadies and
I do.
Stuff?
It's not called roadies. A roadie is like
hummers.
A roadie is a to-go drink.
Okay, well, I would maybe call it a roadie. That makes sense.
Isn't it roadhead?
Yeah. Hummers.
Hummers? Wait, I thought that hummers
That's
are when
best
you give.
Name ever.
Wait, I thought
that
hummers...
was the name in high school. We
no, it wasn't.
Hummers.
It was yes, roadhead.
No. But in high school, do you remember how everyone called about blowjobs and called them hummers?
Wait, hold on. I thought
maybe
hummers...
I didn't hang out with you during that time.
Wait, you always hung out with me since like the third grade, so you just had your ears closed.
You guys. I always thought that hummers were when you hummed while sucking dick.
No.
What?
Have you
seriously?
Ever given a hummer in a hummer?
I've never given a hummer
so wait,
in a hummer.
Have you ever done that? Hummed?
Yeah.
While you've given,
I was like,
thinking it was that?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah, twinkle, twinkle, little star. No. But I don't
amazing.
Know. I always thought that a hummer was when you hummed. Is it just a beach?
Yeah, it's a normal. It's a, just a normal mouth to private what? Area.
Yeah. I've given head though in a car to a guy driving.
I haven't
either because you know I'm really big on safety, so I would
me
be
too.
Scared.
I like want to keep my seatbelt
yeah.
fastened.
Yeah,
eyes
sorry.
On
my seatbelt was fastened. I was just over it.
My seatbelt was fastened, but I wasn't in it.
I wasn't in it. Yeah, it was clicked, but I wasn't in it.
I switched seats while driving once to get head.
And wait. You were, she was driving, and you were in the passenger seat.
I was driving, she was driving me to the airport to go on a trip to Mexico for a surfing trip. And we were driving on the 405 going towards LAX, and she goes, I really want to give you head right now.
She
like,
literally just said
she
that.
She just said that, like out of nowhere.
What a
and
generous
like,
lady.
Well,
seriously.
Can we pull over? She's like, but how much more fun would it be if we switched?
Whoa, she was crazed, huh?
So we went into, I was like, all right, let's do this.
So wait, while you switched mid, this is like
yeah,
some like
so
on the 405.
It's like transmission
impossible.
So
Fast
we're go
furious.
We go to the carpool lane and we put on cruise control at like 65 miles.
Oh
an
my
hour.
God, Dylan!
And then I sat, went like scooted up a bit in the seat, and then held the wheel, and she like crawled behind me. So for a solid like minute, probably there was no one in driving. I just had the wheel
what
while
the
she
fuck?
Got situated. And then
that's so dangerous.
I had her grab the wheel, and then I did it, and then there we were.
Kids today, man.
Did you
kids
come?
Today?
I did. It was really great.
Well, was it
just
like, do you think it was great? Yeah, it was great because you were like
head.
In the car and like.
Then I got on an airplane.
Was it during rush hour?
Yeah. When
was it during rush hour or was
well,
it?
Not
it wasn't rush hour because we were
hour
going.
On cruise.
Yeah. It was like, it was at night.
And
it wasn't, the day would have been a little aggressive.
Did you speak to her again?
Yeah, I did.
Fast and the Furious, the Roadhead series.
Literally.
I mean, this is like...
She's actually getting married soon.
Oh, hell yeah. Good
all right,
for
well,
her.
We'll save
we won't say her name
husband.
Then.
Yeah. Yeah, lucky husband who she's... Or, yeah, who she's
marrying.
Fiance person.
We'll spare him and not say her name on the air.
You guys, it's kind of hard to have a lot of, like, car play in New York. You know,
it's
like
much more
Uber play,
taxi play. I had some taxi play.
Here's my thing about taxi and Uber play. I feel like it's disrespectful to the driver. Like
yeah,
this is this man
drunk.
Or woman's job.
Yeah, but when you're drunk, nothing
yeah.
matters. I'm just kidding.
True.
Like, yeah, but Jillian jerks.
But I always feel that way. Like, imagine if you were like, I'm just doing my job, and there's
the
people
page.
Like fucking in the backseat. You're like, oh
but
man.
It happens all the time to these people. All that they care about is that you don't puke and that you don't come all over the place. Other than that, pay them and tip them well.
Kind of weird to think now how many taxis have been come on.
Ew. I did have sex in the back seat of a car recently, and it was terrible.
Was it parked?
Yeah, it was parked. And it was just bad. Probably because
that's
I was
high school.
Was
shit.
It the person?
No. The person.
Or middle
yeah, it was bad with the person.
So then it wasn't the car, it was the person.
But also it was yeah, I guess that's it. It wasn't
hold
the
up.
Car.
It's not
did
your
you
Volvo.
Say middle school shit?
I just forgot that was too.
Yeah, were you banging
Jesus,
in middle school?
You start early on Kauai.
Yeah, little surfer boys just banging it out.
Place is scary.
How old were you when you lost your virginity?
15.
Oh, so
that's
you were
past middle school.
Yeah, you were like a sophomore in high school.
Wait, hold on. Can we detour almost just for the very last time? I swear, I
yes.
promise today. Can we talk about like kids in Hawaii doing naughty things? Is this real?
Yes. Yeah,
because
real
also in Blue Crush, you see these really young kids doing.
Oh
like,
yeah,
island life.
Yeah, it's pretty weird.
I've never been to
everything
Hawaii.
Starts pretty early. Like I started, I think I had my first beer when I was like 11, like sneaky beer, like away from my parents. Like they used to let me drink, but like. Actually get fucked up. It's probably like 11, which I guess is kind of young.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone kind of loses their... Like, I was late.
Right.
Compared to all my friends. All my friends lost their virginity when they're like 13, 14 over there.
Dang.
Damn.
And your body parts aren't even fully grown.
Could you even get
pretty
a
weird
boner?
Well, I was 15.
So. Well, yeah, you're fine.
I was good.
I don't know. I guess growing up in D.C., we started stuff pretty young. Like, I was drinking and smoking weed when I was like 13.
Yeah, but 11 is crazy.
11's nuts.
That's like,
that's
I was like,
normal though.
11 is like
11.
Have you ever seen a video of that little boy in like the Philippines smoking cigarettes? To me, yeah. That's what I'm envisioning. It's like you in like a diaper, like getting hammered and drinking beer. Honestly,
I don't think many people are in diapers when they're 11.
I don't know. You never know. If you're like an 11-year-old alcoholic, maybe.
I wasn't an alcoholic. It was like my first time drinking. It was a wedding.
I've never been to Hawaii.
We made my other friend drink, who is younger, and it was non-alcoholic beer, and he is acting drunk, and we've just never let him live it down.
I mean, that's a good thing to never let anyone live down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a really good prank to play on people.
It was amazing.
I think it's
it
mean.
It was amazing.
Didn't we play that prank on Ben Singer once in high school?
I don't know. I never liked those kind of pranks.
Oh, I thought that
stayed away.
I think that's really funny.
Yeah, I think they're kind of funny, too.
I guess I'm just a jerk, though. All right, guys. I think it is time to wrap it up. We are so, so excited to have you on the show, Dylan. Thank you.
Yeah,
I feel
Dylan,
like we got,
so
like, a
fun.
Peek. A peek into,
guys.
Like, pro surfer life, Hawaii life. For
Wait,
sure.
Dylan, you're about to go get a lady loving tattoo on you,
yeah.
Which is craze and amazing. And when all of us decide to come on vacation to Kauai, will you take us all surfing? And will you break Jilly of her fear of the ocean?
Well, I'm coming in February.
Yeah, so she's already ahead of you guys.
So
you guys might have to jump on her plane.
I'll do like one surf.
You can be the wedding crashers.
I'll do one wave and then I'll go.
Okay. I'm cool.
And then I'll leave. That's my thing. I like to dip and then I'm like, okay,
I've
got my little adrenaline. I'm good.
Oh, yeah, we also have
a gift
for you
because you're so great and wonderful. We got you this.
Aww.
Greta's holding
a plush dolphin toy,
and it's a lovely turquoise color.
You know, dolphins rape people.
Wow, really?
Humans?
They like sex. And all the other animals like sex.
Did you pick that up at the San Jose?
Greta,
yeah.
I think your dolphin might be your...
Really?
Yeah, I won it for you. I had to toss balls into a basket.
I'll treasure it.
Yeah, Dylan, if you walk down the street further into Little Italy, right now the San Gennaro Festival's going on, which is my least favorite time of year because I live in this hood and it like snarls traffic like nobody's business.
I know, and Travis snarling.
It's so bad. So I am not a fan of the San Gennaro Festival, but like I appreciate the sentiment. So anyway, Greta won that for you. And I just, you know,
thanks Greta.
Very much
You're
for
welcome.
Being on the show. So now I think it's time to wrap up the show with a little bit of lady lovin'.
Yes.
So Dylan, every week on the show, we finish by shouting out an amazing woman who we like love or admire, whatever. And I think because it's appropriate since you're here, we want to shout out the cast of Blue Crush, the ultimate movie from our childhoods.
Kate AKA Bosworth, Michelle Rodriguez.
Sanoa Lake.
Yeah.
Like Mika Borum. I'm looking
at so hot chicks.
Kayla Kennelly.
Bad bitches.
The entire cast just made my life better.
Yeah, it was a great movie. It was a great love story, and it really I think inspired a lot of young ladies to surf.
Like, maybe I'm gonna watch it tonight because I haven't seen it in a while.
Perfect.
All right, thanks Dylan so much for being on the show.
Thank you guys.
If you have not subscribed to our podcast yet, please hit that subscribe button. It is free to listen to us every single week, and we'll check you out. We new episodes drop every Monday. See you later.
Bye.
Peace, y'all.
Bye.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years. One of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.